This podcast is for mature audience only. Once you have confirmed you are mature, ask yourself, are you in the correct space physically and mentally to hear my pettiness, corny jokes, colorful language, and quote-unquote wokeness? I am not for speakerphone or work. All of this is for entertainment purposes only. I implore you to do your research, consult your spirit teams, and or other professionals before co-signing to my opinions. Now that our expectations align, get in line with Moments and Q. MOMMAQWE. That's my name. Mama Q. MOMMAQWE. That's my name. Mama Q. Say it fast or slow, don't really matter though. The UE gets him in a tongue tizzy, yo. Head kinda dizzy, bro. Who was she? Mama Q. Mama gave birth, little waist, no girth. Several years ago, no, I don't want mo. Q is a lie, and I tried to align this double entendre petty. Ha ha, is one of my mantras. Mama Q. I'm the first one in and the first one out. Memphis, Tennessee is my whereabouts. Don't complain, man, saying stick to one topic. I reply, your mind is very myopic with Mama Q. You need better optics picking and choosing than copying me. Are you uninspired? Definitely. No need to whisper gracefully. I like it better off key. Now let's see. Do you remember me? MOMMAQWE. That's my name. Mama Q. MOMMAQWE. That's my name. Mama Q.
It's me, Mama Q. I welcome you to Moments in Q ASMR episode. In this episode, I will titillate your ear with my voice and random sounds. Ain't cute today, 60 seconds of heaven. What's going on? It's Kevin and Groke on the joke.
Kids, I got kid.
So I handled it in the best petty professional way I could. A few days passed. I shout out my ancestors for my blessings via social media. I told my social media friends that ancestors aren't demonic. Try it out. A Christian felt triggered by my status. The Christian felt that God should get the glory. It was some back and forth. I kept it cool though. I reminded the Christian the options of scrolling, talking to their sky daddy, and sitting with themselves to earn internally unpack why they felt the need to comment on my page. I think Christians like that are either mad that a non-Christian like myself, I'm not being punished for venerating my ancestor, or is jealous that I'm free and out of the broom closet. They wish they could outwardly be different or explore other religions or spiritualities. I can't speak for that Christian or other Christians that constantly want me to practice their religion. It's a shame, even if it's a thing that Christians gotta go through life with sharing the good news of Jesus or God. Maybe both. As for me and my family, we will venerate the ancestors. It's given. I'm giving you the encouragement to make it through the week. Let's tackle eating that elephant together, one bite at a time. My boo thing and I recently had a discussion about inclusion. Easter was last month, and someone I don't like put me in a group text to say Happy Easter. Being intentional and petty, I told him I was offended and wanted to tell the person that I don't like that I'm not a Christian, therefore I do not celebrate Easter. Boo thing felt like it did. If it doesn't apply, let it fly. I disagree though. Other people, part of majority groups, get to see themselves reflected. Some Christians were upset that President Biden proclaimed Trans Visibility Day on Easter. A quick Google search would allow them to learn that this isn't some kind of agenda against Sky Daddy, but an annual day that Easter happened to fall on that year. Well, I mean this year. Both thoughts are the U.S. can't possibly be inclusive to everyone all the time. My argument is, why not? And if not inclusive, understand that everything and everyone is not about you. So I'm giving you the encouragement to take a step back, research, and examine why you feel offended. Are you offended because your thoughts and beliefs are not the majority, therefore you don't feel included? Or do you feel like everyone should think and believe like you do? Is your desire for acceptance rooted in privilege that everyone must cater to? And lastly, is your offense due to your religion, gender, or race always being at the forefront so you can't help but assume and get used to the fact that it is? Sit and meditate with that. I think that was shadow work. And speaking of shadow work, I did that earlier today because there are some people that I don't like. And so I was training today and it was pretty boring. So I was like, let me do some shadow work. And I was able to unpack why I dislike these people. I wrote down all the reasons and I really like it helped me figure out once I put it on paper why I felt the way. Now, of course, it's stupid, in my opinion, to be jealous or envious or to dislike someone with the reasons that I wrote. But as I unpacked it, I was able to understand a whole lot more. So like some of the things I wrote down was like, there's this person who I feel like the way that their relationship origin story was, I didn't like it. It just seemed like that person wasn't a good fit. But I had to think about it and be like, well, duh, that woman's husband is unfit in my opinion, but that doesn't mean that the husband is unfit for her. Then I had to think some more about like why sometimes people who I used to work with, I don't want to befriend them or stay with them as friends on social media, and why do I follow some of the content creators that I do and things of that nature. And I don't know, it really helped me out. And I think again that other people should continue to do the shadow work or go to therapy. I'm always an advocate of therapy. So anyway, get your mind together. You're welcome. Let's get it popping. I blow out the bubble surrounding pop culture and talk about it. He's talking about their scariest gospel song. The celebrities that diss regular people. Just speaking conspiracy theories about the bridge, which RIP to those families and friends affected. How people view blackness, such as the mayor of Baltimore, K. P. Diddy, Drake, J. Cole, and a whole lot more. Damn, a lot has happened. I'm not going to come in on all the points, so go to TMZ and any other social media account for the scoops. I will, however, comment on some things I saw on social media to keep it going with religion and spirituality. I saw a post that said, teach your children about African spirituality so they won't think honoring their ancestors is demonic. Of course, people agreed, disagreed, and inquired about the status. To each his own, you already know which side I'm on. A mutual reposted that, and it surprised me that mutual understood. And the comments were refreshing. Something about the words of veneration and worship fucks people's head up each and every time. Some people can acknowledge heavenly birthdays or death anniversaries, talk about being visited in dreams, pour out liquor, and go to the cemetery. But veneration is too much. It's too similar to worship. The ancestors ain't deities. They are the same as they was now and then, which I'm pretty sure I've already said that. Anyway, those type of Christians make me do the rock eyebrow, but I fucks with the acceptance. Then a repost from that mutual was talking about trans people. Two steps back. Lastly, I want to talk about scary gospel songs. Whew. I don't have a scary gospel song, but I do have a gospel song I've always disliked. My boo thing and I talked about it, but I still stand on my annoyance. Maybe I got work to do. The gospel song is Thank You by Walter Hawkins. I get that the song should be interpreted as Thank You, Lord, for not letting me be like these people. Similar, I guess, to my gratitude that I show my ancestors. I personally don't find joy in others' misfortunes. Look, I know I've been changed. I have so much empathy for people because life has kicked my ass too. Sympathy for not knowing what causes people to do what they do to a certain degree. I want folks to be safe. I don't intervene though. And also earlier this week, my sister and I, we talked a little bit about hoodoo and African spirituality. So there's this woman I saw on Facebook. She's a mom. And so like what she talked about was the fact that her 11-year-old son has been wilding the fuck out, and therefore she cut off like two of his locks. Now again, I'm not a Christian, but I do dig some of the fables within the Bible. So of course there's that old Samson and Delilah when he had his locks cut and that took away his power. And then I also think about when it comes to spirituality, especially within hoodoo, because again, that's all I know, is that from time to time, we cover our hair for many different reasons. We might cover our hair if we're doing a working. We might cover our hair if we're entering somebody's house to cleanse, to do a spiritual cleansing of their house. We might cover our hair when we go to the cemetery or to funerals. Like, we do all these things, to protect ourselves. And so I don't know, I was extremely triggered for so many reasons. For when I read about it, first of all, like other people say, I miss us using our diaries to talk, because to me I felt like this was a stupid thing to say and it was borderline abusive in my opinion. But like, I felt that no matter how wild that the sun has been, I felt like, damn, you know, cutting his hair to me shouldn't have been done or whatever. I felt like more things could happen. Now, according to the mom, she said that they've been going to therapy and stuff. And okay, I'm a believer about the therapy, but I still think there's something off. Now, my mentor, Pamela Williams, had talked about many times before with me about seeing or knowing people with attachments, and I never quite understood it. Now, of course, I believed her, of course, and stuff, but I could never, like, correlate or understand, like, how do you know that this person It's just them. It's the parent repeating the cycle of all she has probably ever known. Because I saw so many people in the comments saying, just beat his ass. And I don't know, it just reminded me back to enslavement days of the enslaved Africans getting whooped. And how now some people will whoop their children. Because, you know, of course, the Bible spare the rod, blah, 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 blah. But, like, from my readings and stuff of enslaved, it was due for punishment for them running away, like, the fuck, or, you know, to keep them in line. And I feel like sometimes people will do things that was done to them because they made them feel like they turned out to be better or that that's all they knew. I know for me that the woman that gave birth to me, in my opinion, was very abusive. So, therefore, what I did not want to do was I didn't want to have whoopings or abuse my child. So up until she was like 5, she did get whoopings, but I made sure I wasn't mad at her when I gave her the whoopings. I made sure it was like 5 or 10 of them. I didn't want it to be too much, and I did everything that I thought I could to help her out, like explain to her why she got a whooping. And of course, people thought that I parented like a white person, but again, as someone who received those whoopings, for me, it did more harm than good. It made me want to be like, fearful of the woman that gave birth to me and stuff. So I didn't want to parent in fear. So, and I'm pretty sure I've told that story before, but I changed it and where instead of the whoopings, I would, of course, make her do physical exercises. And then when she got a little older, I would take away her electronics from her and things of that nature. And if things go too crazy, I have a talk with her therapist so that her therapist can reach out to her when it comes to their sessions so that we can get to the bottom. And I really personally don't need to know what's going on. I just want to provide her with the help. So in my opinion, I think that the way I'm raising my child might seem quote unquote white, but I feel like it's a very loving and healthy environment, more so than anything that I had growing up. So as always, to each its own, but I just don't see the reason in wanting to abuse the children. So anyway, that's what's been going on with pop culture. Croak on the joke. That's where I give you my bestest jokes and we laugh together or nah. Today's joke, I tried to come up with a carpentry pun that would work. I think I nailed it, but nobody saw. Welp, guess that's my cue to leave.
Thank you for taking a moment out of your day to listen to my antics and or encouragement. If you desire more moments in Q, you can follow my IG and TikTok, Hey Hi Q. Want to support my black small business? You can visit my website, heyhiq.com, for products and services. Hey Hi Q is spelled HAYHIQUEUE. Donate to the podcast on my Buzzsprout page, Moments in Q. You can read this episode's transcripts on my Buzzsprout page as well. Please rate, comment, subscribe, and share this episode on whichever platform you are listening to and tell all your other adult friends. You can email me to give me an AAR or to become my pen pal. My email is mamaq@heyhiq.com. Don't worry, all of these call to actions are listed in the show notes. Never forget, I'm way too busy to ever DM you first talking about your ancestors sent for me. They didn't, and neither did I. Laters.